Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and your success coach, Trina Newby. Well, good afternoon to everyone. I'm broadcasting to you live this marvelous Monday, April 26, 2010, from the successful city of Atlanta, Georgia. Of course, as always, I want to bring you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business dreams and ideas a success. We have a great lineup for you today, and of course, we'll be closing out on this last Monday in April with ways to kickstart and make things happen for yourself this month. We will be talking a little bit about spring. Well, we'll be talking a lot about springing into action and challenging yourself to put things into action that you've been putting off for a very, very long time. And of course, we'll then wrap it up with our inspiration for this week. We're going to have a short show today because this is our wrap-up Monday with the topic Spring into Action. I surely hope that many of you that are on the call have made it happen for yourself by coming up with items or tasks that you need to do to put things into action. You know, I had a great conversation with one of our show listeners who called, and we actually stayed on the phone quite a while talking about some things that she had wanted to do for herself. And the one thing that I realized was that a lot of women are having a hard time not only figuring out what it is that they want to put into action, but women do have somewhat of a challenge sometimes because we are expected to do so many things when it comes to really trying to be organized. And we're not used to that. We have a tendency to want to buck the system and not stay organized. We just kind of want to jump. So what I'm going to recommend to everyone that's on the call today is that you definitely need to, first of all, when you are trying to figure out what it is that you want to put into action, if you haven't been keeping some type of journal in the first place, that's one of the first things that you have to do, because it's difficult sometimes to just out of the blue say, okay, what is it that I need to do? So we will talk about that in just a little bit. And, of course, as always, we want to make sure that we encourage you to have a note and a notepad and a pen available, because we are all about education here on the Successful Woman Radio Show. So first, let's go ahead and talk about some of the upcoming things at Women About Biz. I do want to let everyone know, back by popular demand, is Goal Setting 101. If you are confused about goal setting, if you're wanting to learn some successful techniques and how to get things done quicker, then you definitely need to hear the prelude to our Goal Setting 101. Now, I must let you know this is not the full 101 teleclass. There will be an actual Goal Setting 101 teleclass date set up at another time, but this is the prelude to Goal Setting 101 on May 12, 2010 at 12 noon. So I want to encourage everyone. It should be up on our website, womenaboutbiz.com, sometime either later today or tomorrow. But I do have the date now for that goal setting. It's Goal Setting 101, May 12, 2010 at 12 noon. So please mark your calendar for that, and please try your very best to be attending that particular teleclass, because it is definitely something different from the traditional goal setting workshop. Many people don't understand that there are several things you have to know before you actually start goal setting, and you have to put all of these components together for them to work synergistically for you and making things happen. So that's Goal Setting 101, May 12th, which is a Wednesday, during our Lunch and Learn 2010 at 12 noon. And of course, again, that will be up on our Women About Biz website. That's www.womenaboutbiz.com. Well, we're also looking at We've had our last Letting Go of Your Bananas tele-discussion, which was great. And, of course, I want to encourage all those who have not read the book, Letting Go of Your Bananas by Dr. Daniel T. Drubin. I still would like for all of you who are listening to the show today to consider adding this in your library of business and personal development books. It's certainly a quick read, but it's something that I think will empower you to accomplish some goals, to get some what they call bad bananas out of your life, which could be people, places, or things, to make it happen for yourself. We are going to go ahead now and skip and talk about springing into action. For those of you that may have been on the call last week, we did somewhat of a recap and kind of talked about what springing into action is all about. And today is our wrap-up Monday. I certainly hope that if you have been listening to the show this month in April, that you have literally taken it to heart and you have put some things into action for yourself. I hope that you have also taken the time, in addition to putting some things into action, I hope you have taken the time to start your action journal because, of course, we did encourage you to do that. Today, we're going to do a wrap-up of springing into action, and I just want to talk a little bit about why is it that we need to spring into action? Why is it that we need to put things into action? I just want to let you know, this weekend has been very trying for me, of course, because I've had several emergencies in my family and several urgencies with clients. And one of the things that I realized that was helping me to what I call bounce back quickly and gain some balance was the fact that I had already put some things into action. Number one, my time management and my planner were kept up to date at all times. I had an action journal of things that I should be doing that I was able to go back to and read whenever I felt that things were just creeping up and I needed to stay on balance to look at what it was that needed to be accomplished for the weekend and for this week. In addition to that, I took a look at things that I needed to be doing beforehand this week, and I asked myself the one question that I encourage everybody to ask themselves every Sunday evening, which is, what is it that I need to see completed by Friday, by the coming Friday? What is it that I need to see completed? Because, you see, what happens is on your action list, you're going to always have a lot of things that you have to accomplish, but a lot of those things that you may have to accomplish don't have anything to do with what you would like to see completed by that Friday. So sometimes you have to ask yourself that question and then look at your action journal to determine exactly what you need to eliminate off of that list so that you won't be not necessarily wasting your time, but that you won't be focusing on those things so that you truly can see some accomplishment in your life and in your business. Now, I see that we have callers dialing in, and I want to thank you for calling in. This is the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to encourage you that if you have a comment or if you would like to give us testimony to something that you have put into action and how that has made you feel accomplished, then to please press 1. To please press 1 on your phone keypad, and we will see your virtual hand go up, and we can let you on live on the show so you can let us know what you have put into action. If you have a question about springing into action, we ask that you also press 1 on your keypad, which would also raise your virtual hand, and that way we can see you and we can let you on live on the show, and you can share with us what's going on with you in springing into action. So again, for those of you that have joined the show, this is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, and we're talking about springing into action on the Successful Woman Radio Show. So once again, I want to go ahead and I want to go over those 5 tips that I gave last time because we're wrap-up Monday today, and our theme for this month in April was springing into action. So number one, again, know what your dislikes and your likes are, okay? Know what your strong points are in getting things done. If you don't like writing and you know that you have to write letters or you know that you need to draft a particular document, I recommend that you do that first, which is very, very important. If you like writing documents, if you really get into writing and you know that you can do that all day, don't do that until you have completed items, action items that you normally do not like to do. This will prevent you from procrastinating on those items. Very, very important. Some of the other things to make it happen for yourself as far as springing into action is we had encouraged everyone to get a spiral-bound notebook that you'll use as an action journal for yourself. Action journals and journaling journaling unto itself is very, very effective and useful in helping you to better focus. You don't need to spend a whole lot of money in doing that. You just need a simple spiral-bound notebook. So consider action journaling. In action journaling, you basically just write down the various things that you would like to see yourself accomplish. And then, of course, you start choosing which ones you want to work on and you start going for it. Now, you want to journal the feelings. You want to journal your journey to get those things accomplished. And you want to write down things such as what seems to be challenging to you. And we ask that you write in your journal every day so that you can get in touch with where the problem is in not getting something done or accomplished, okay? Next, on a separate sheet, we ask you to make two columns, and this is a separate sheet of paper in your journal. The first column, we ask you to list what has been holding you back from putting a various goal into action. And in the column, the next column to the right, we ask you to list the tasks that you'll need to implement in order to overcome the challenge. Okay? Here's the third thing that we recommended in making things happen. We ask you to take each of the items that you listed in those two columns and place them in a time slot. Whatever you needed to do to implement getting that action done, we ask you to get out your time management planner and we ask you to place them in a time slot. The fourth thing we asked you to do was make a commitment to not let anything get in the way of you taking action on those tasks. And again, of course, if you can't do it alone, then we wanted you to make sure you identified someone that could help you or hold you accountable. And then, of course, number five, each morning take a look at the task you must perform for the day. That's very, very important. You know, the importance of springing into action, and of course, not just because it's the spring season, that's a playoff of the season, but it really is an important thing. When you talk about success, which is what this show is all about, what I find oftentimes is that individuals will listen about various skill sets, they will listen at tips and various things that you need to do to make things happen, and then they will feel motivated to do it at the time that they are listening. But when they stop listening to it, they have a tendency to actually not get it done. So this is another thing that I would like to encourage all of you on the show today to do. I would encourage you to sit down and write a script out of motivational things to encourage yourself with, because only you know what encourages and motivates you, okay? What are the results that will occur if you don't get something done? How will you feel? What will motivate you to get things done? Whatever that is, what I would say that you can do is mostly everybody has a cell phone, and one of the features on those cell phone is that you have an actual digital recorder where you can record notes to yourself. What I would make a recommendation for you to do is to, once you write a small script out of what you're going to say motivational to yourself, I would suggest that you digitally record it for yourself and that you listen to it every morning, okay? This is going to help you stay focused, and it's going to help you to stay motivated on getting that one particular thing done or two particular things done. Very, very important. You're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with me, Trina Newby, your success coach. If you have a comment, if you have already started putting things into action, or if you would like to share with us today, what do you need to put into action this week? How can you kickstart yourself to do something that you've been saying that you were going to do? Or what is it that you need to do for yourself this week to make it happen? Share this with us. Simply look at your phone keypad and press 1. We will see that you have pressed 1, and we will let you live on the show, and you can give us your comment. Or if any of you on the show today have questions regarding putting things into action, go ahead and ask it. That is my specialty. I am a success coach. I believe in making things happen. I am a living and breathing testimony of what can happen in your life if you put things into action and stay focused with it. So I want to encourage everyone on the show today to please press 1 on your keypad and to literally share with us live what you are going to actually put into action. Again, for those of you who may be hesitating, I want to ask you, why are you hesitating? I know that there is one thing that you have in mind that you need to put into action that you would be willing to share with us. The big thing is once you share it, it does kind of give you something that you have to commit to now, doesn't it? So I'm going to ask you to press 1 on your phone right now and share what it is that you can stay committed to this week, no matter how small it is, in getting it done. Last week we had people share with us that they were going to clean out a closet, something as simple as cleaning out a closet. One person said that it took them a whole year before they made a final decision that they are going to tackle cleaning out their closet. What is it for you? If you are in business, what is it for you in business that you need to do this week that can make a world of difference? What can you put into action this week? I want to share a couple of things that as business owners, we have a tendency not to put these things into action, and as a result, we not only lose money, but our customers lose faith in us. The first thing that I think that we don't put into action often is that we don't follow up on people that have purchased products or services from us before. And, you know, the old adage, 80% of your business comes from 20% of your customers. That is certainly true. 80% of your business truly does come from a smaller amount of customers. However, if you don't follow up with the small amount of customers that you have, then it's very, very difficult for them to have continuous faith in you. So one of the things that we can put into action this week is we literally can go and see what customers have either ordered something from us or have retained our service within the last 90 days. And what we need to do is that just because they haven't reused us for products or services, it doesn't mean that we're not supposed to stay in touch with them. So what I want to challenge those who are in business to do is to go back 90 days, and I want to challenge you to go ahead and find all of those customers, their names, phone numbers, and emails. And I want to encourage you this week to put into action to call each one of those individuals, okay? Now, when you call them, you basically can let them know that you're following up because you know that it's been a while since you've talked to them and that you so much appreciated them for either purchasing a service or a product from you. And then you might want to let them know about one product or one thing that you have. In addition to that, what can you do to give away something to that customer? Okay, can you give them a sample product? Can you give them a sample service of some kind? But what can you do? Believe it or not, putting this very thing into action by following up with customers who have purchased something from you within the last 90 days can really increase your cash flow quickly. That's very, very important. Case in point, I was talking to another client of mine who was sharing with me this very same thing that they did. They are a small business. They were running short on cash. They looked at all of their customers previously that had ordered products from them. They called those customers one by one, and they were able to create thousands of dollars in sales in 1 week just by calling those customers. So you see what happens when you put things into action? If you don't put things into action, you will never, ever know your power and how much you can do things and how accomplished you can become. I am a true believer that it is action, movement, truly is the number one thing that will help you to be more successful than anything else. One of the things that I have learned is that it doesn't matter as to whether something is a positive action or a successful action as long as you are making an action. Okay, if you call a customer and they say, no, I don't want that product, the point isn't that they said, no, they don't want the product. The point is that you're continually moving. You're continually doing something that is moving forward towards a particular goal. And I know that with this show, we talk a lot about success, we talk a lot about personal development, we talk a lot about action, and a lot of the times I have people that aren't necessarily wanting to make comments live on the show, and they'll either email me or they will call me to ask me a particular question. I have had people to ask me and say to me, Trina, are you going to talk about something else besides action? Are you going to talk about something else besides success? And one of the things I want to address with everyone on the call today is that, listen, most of the time, everything that we do in life is geared towards us having a positive result, a positive, successful result. All of us as humans want to feel successful. But what we want to get across to you on the Successful Woman Radio Show is that it's really all about your personal development that's going to make you a successful person. If you want to be wealthy, for example, the first place to start is learning how to become wealthy in your mind and having a wealthy mindset. And in order to do that, you have to put things into action. There is just no room for procrastination. There is no room, okay, for not keeping it going, for not consistently putting things into action, following up on your task and making it happen. So for those of you that are in business this week, I have given you an extra special task, and that is to follow up with customers within the last 90 days that have not necessarily purchased anything from you, or follow up with all of your customers that have did something with you in the last 90 days and those who have not, and make it happen for yourself by connecting with them one-on-one. Okay? Very, very important. Now, if you've had 100 or more orders, that so be it. But get on the phone and start connecting with people, because when it comes right down to it, selling is all about relationship, and relationship will always generate sales. So it's important for you to do that. Also, another thing, if you're in business, I'd like to encourage you to do this week is that if you have not taken the time, okay, to plot all of your tasks, things that you need to get done in your calendar, then that is an action in and of itself that you must do. You must do it. You're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your success coach. And I want to encourage all of those who have dialed into the show today that if you have been listening to the show this month, and if you have put some things into action and seen some results, no matter how small the result was, we want to hear what your results have been so far. If you gave testimony to us last week, give us testimony this week about you putting that thing into action. Did you put it into action? If you didn't put it into action, let us know what is happening. We love to know when the show is doing some and making a difference in the lives of other people. Again, all you need to do is just press 1 on your phone keypad, and that will allow you to speak and share with us what you have put into action and how is it going so far. Very, very important. For those of you that are new to the show today, we thank you so much for tuning in to the Successful Woman Radio Show. We want to encourage you, as you are emailing other individuals throughout your week, to let them know about the Successful Woman Radio Show. You can tune in every Monday via telephone by dialing area code 347, phone number 637-2589. Again, that's area code 347, phone number 637-2589. And we want to ask you, as a blessing to this show, to please let other women know about the Successful Woman Radio Show. Let them know that it comes on every Monday, 12 noon, Eastern Standard Time, and that they need to be a part of the show. We really would appreciate that. If you would like to receive a text reminder over your cell phone for the Successful Woman Radio Show, then I'm going to ask that you email me Trina, and my email is T as in Trina, T Newby, N-E-W-B-Y, at womenaboutbiz, that's B-I-Z, .com, okay? That's tnewby at womenaboutbiz.com. Now, that email is for you to request that you would like to be sent a weekly text announcement reminding you about the Successful Woman radio show. If you would like to send me an e-newsletter, then you simply email me at info2, that's I-N-F-O-2, at womenaboutbiz.com, and I'd be more than happy and blessed to read your e-newsletter. Again, we are talking about springing into action, and I had just given a challenge to all of those individuals that were in business to look at the people who have been their customers within this last 90 days or so and give those individuals a call. Now, I want to talk quickly about communications and how communication is very, very important when you are talking about putting things into action. So many people are getting overloaded in their email these days, and that is one of the challenges as business owners that we face. How do we get in front of people without them feeling like we are spamming them, without them feeling like they're on email overload? But here's what I have come to find out. What I have learned about email marketing and communications is that if there is something relevant and pertinent that a person wants to read, they are going to read it. They're going to sift through all of those emails, and if the subject line of the email captures their attention, they are going to open it up to see what it is, okay? So what I want to say is that communication is one of the things that you have to put into action every week with all of your clients and customers. And if you are not, then you have not completed the circle of marketing. So in order to get your customers to literally click on your particular email, it's really going to be all about the subject. It's going to be all about the subject. So that is how you get people to click on it. Another thing that I am learning as well is that, you know, when people hand you their business card in a networking meeting, it doesn't always mean that you actually have their permission to add them into your email list. So you always want to get their permission to do that. But you also want to let them know to please add your email in their address book so that it won't go to spam mail. And paying attention to the subjects is very, very, very important when you are sending out e-communications. So keep that in mind. You must work on a catchy subject heading just as much as you need to work on the main body of your email that you're sending. The other thing that you need to remember when sending out email communications to your customers or clients is don't make it too wordy. Okay, you can put short blurbs and then give them links that they can click back to your main website to get the main information, and that is very, very important. You're listening to the Successful Woman radio show, and you're listening to Trina Newby, your success coach. And I was just getting ready to say talking, but I'm on the radio live. And so I'm hoping that someone will press 1 on their keypad to let us know what are you putting into action. If you have questions that you would like to ask in regards to business in general as far as accomplishing goals and tasks, or if you have a testimonial, if you've been listening to the show this month and you have put something into action and you see the difference between just making it happen for yourself and staying dormant, we'd like to hear your testimony as well. Of course, this is our last day that we'll be talking about springing into action for this month, April, and then we'll be moving on into May. And in May, we're going to talk about technology, how to use it, the importance of technology, and then we're also going to have in May a couple of very interesting people to interview over the phone. So we're very, very excited about that. Again, today we're wrapping up springing into action. And I certainly hope that those of you who have been listening to the show this month have found the information useful for yourself and that you will understand that action is one of the biggest things that you can actively do, putting things into action to make yourself successful. As a matter of fact, what I have discovered is that even though we have challenges in life when we're trying to accomplish our goals, that if we put things into action, we're going to be okay with that. If we plot our task into our time management planner, then we can stay more focused. And if we have an action journal, then we can reflect on that. It's really interesting, as women, I have learned that we are still all over the place. I talked about that. We are emotional beings, and we have a tendency to be multitaskers, but in multitasking, we are not staying focused, and that is where the problem is. If anybody else has a comment or a question about the part about focusing itself, what have you done to help yourself to stay more focused? Or do you have any questions or comment about focusing? Please press 1 on your keypad. And again, I want to recommend a particular book that I really like in reference to focusing, and it's called The Power of Focus. And the authors are Les and Fran Hewitt, H-E-W-I-T-T. The Power of Focus is an excellent book. They have one for women, and then they have just a regular book, The Power of Focus. And I just want to say that it's probably one of the best books I've read in reference to putting things into some type of logical order so that you can tackle them and make things happen for yourself. And then, of course, I've already recommended to all of you, and thank all of you who were in the book club, Letting Go of Your Bananas. I see that we do have someone who has raised their hand. Your phone number is ending in 9306. Caller, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am, Trina. This is Pam Adams. How are you doing?
Hi, Pam. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm glad I was catching this call in talking about focus and in just, you know, what things I've done and are putting into place. One of the first things is not checking email in the morning. As you know, there's a book about that, about just time management, but just that one step, but not even the whole book, just not checking email in the morning, you know, makes a big difference. I'm not perfect every day, but definitely, you know, the days where I dive in, and the second one is, you know, putting those big rocks in first, according to Stephen Covey.
Exactly. Now, Pam, what do you think happens when you don't check your email in the morning?
I'm able to focus because I'm not, you know, once you check email in the morning, once you check email, period, next thing you know, 2 hours have gone by because you start doing all the different things and responding to an email usually requires another step and things like that. So you look up and all you've done is respond to email, but you haven't done any of the important things that you really needed to get done that day.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, so that's one of the big things I've been working on, and it definitely makes a difference in the focus and being able to, you know, just make sure, okay, these are the main things I want to get done today. Let me tackle those first instead of putting them off thinking that I'm going to clear my plate with all the little things.
Exactly, exactly.
Right, yeah.
I don't know if you heard me in the beginning of the show as I was talking about springing into action. I was saying that a lot of the times as women, we have 1,001 things to do, but those 1,000 things have nothing
absolutely
to do with what we're trying to accomplish for the week.
Absolutely,
and we
absolutely
spend time doing all those little things,
yep,
and then Friday comes and we haven't accomplished not one thing for
exactly
our business or for our sales. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, like we talked on a previous show, you know, in the end, it's not any task that's making us any money.
Exactly, exactly.
You know?
And staying focused on those things is very important.
Right, yes.
Well, Pam,
yes,
thank you so much, and I congratulate you for staying focused and springing into action, and I definitely encourage you to keep it up because you know that it means dollars, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Thanks for calling in,
Pam. Thank you, Trina.
Okay. And that was Pam Adams. And, of course, Pam is also the author of God is in Your Inbox. We've had Pam on the show before, and hopefully we're going to get Pam back on the show because her book is so wonderful. I want to, again, encourage all of you who have been listening to the show this month as we talked about our theme, Spring into Action. I definitely want to encourage everyone to please make sure if you do nothing else to start your action journal because action is what it's all about. It's a powerful word. It's a simple word, and yet it is what we need to do to be successful. I'm going to, again, give us those five things that we need to do to make it happen for ourselves. Quickly go over them. Number one was to start an action journal. Number two was on a separate sheet in your journal to make those two columns. Okay, one column on the left was the things that you think hold you back from putting your goals into action. The on the right-hand side was things that you need to do to implement in order to overcome your challenge. Number three, okay, take the items that you listed in your two columns and place them in a time slot to make them happen, okay? Number four, make a commitment not to let anything get in the way of you taking action. So this week what you may want to do is set some time aside. Okay, call it your action time. Take some time aside and go ahead and focus just on what it is that you need to accomplish. Remember, we're not saying get that thing done, that one thing or those things that you need to accomplish done in one day if it's going to take more. We're just saying get started. You see, action is just that. It's action. It's just getting started. So even if you picked up your pen and started writing on your notepad things that you need to get done is putting it into action, okay? And, of course, number five, each morning take a look at the task you must perform for the day. And I really appreciated Pam calling in and saying that for her, you know, it was just checking her email and picking those things out that she needed to get done, and I really, really appreciated that. If anyone else has any last comments that they'd like to make, of course, we're coming close to the end of our show. We ask that you press 1 on your keypad, and you are welcome to make a comment or ask your question. I have truly enjoyed our theme topic for this month, Springing into Action, and I appreciate all of the various individuals that have called in. I see that we have a few more callers, and we're going to get to you in just a minute. Caller who is calling on, I do believe, let me see here. The caller who is calling from phone number 1110, that is ending in last phone number 1110. Caller, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Hey, Katrina. This is Susan Hill from Macon, Georgia. How are you?
Hey, Susan. Thanks for calling in to the show.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've never called in to actually say anything on the radio, but I want to tell you, girl, you're doing an outstanding job. I enjoy your I actually have it programmed in my phone so it can ring back to me on Monday get on the line, and I've been thoroughly enjoying everything. I just enjoy what the caller just said a few minutes ago, which has been a challenge with me because I do that. I go check my emails in the morning.
Oh, yes.
And then I missed that a whole morning almost because I'm trying to respond to those, and then, you know, you get on other different things, what have you. But what my question is, could you give those books, the names of those books again? Because I'm trying to build up my library.
Yes.
I am building up my library, and
yes,
I definitely want to have those books on hand.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Letting Go of Your Bananas.
Okay.
And that is by Dr. Daniel Drubin, Drubin. Excellent book. Excellent. Susan, you would really love that one. And the Power of Focus.
Focus.
And that is by Les Hewitt, Hewitt.
Okay.
And, of course, I would be remiss if I did not mention the all-time Bible of business for everybody, and that is E-Myth, E-Myth, E-Myth by Michael Gerber. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, and Gerber, just like the baby food Gerber, G-E-R-B-E-R.
Okay.
Okay, those are excellent books.
What was the name of the book again? E what?
E Myth. E dash Myth.
Okay.
E standing for Entrepreneur Myth.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
Very
awesome.
Good book.
And what was Pam's book?
Definitely. Pam's book was God is in Your Inbox.
Okay.
Excellent book.
Right. And that was Pam, was it Dave?
That's by Pamela Adams.
Adams. Okay.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Adams. Wonderful.
And you can go to her website at Byte, B-Y-T-E, ByteSizeBooksOnline.com.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Katrina. I really enjoyed the show, and I do e-blast it out when I get the text.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I e-blast it out to my team so that they can get on there.
Okay, wonderful, Susan. Thank you so much, and,
right,
and stay tuned for next month. We've got a really blastful month next month. We've got guests.
Awesome.
We're going to be talking about technology and cell phones and all of that good stuff.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, I look forward to being on the line next month.
Okay, take care.
All right, thank you. Have a good
one. Okay, wonderful. Caller whose phone number ends in 6427. Caller, are you on the line? If your phone number is 6427, area code 202. Caller, are you there?
Yes, good morning. I am here. Hi, Katrina.
Hi, and who's on the line?
My name is Jewel.
And hi, Jewel.
I'm calling from D.C.
Oh, wonderful. Hi. Welcome to the call.
This is my second time having the opportunity to listen to your call. My upline emailed it to me last Monday, so I had an opportunity to hear then. And like the previous caller, I plugged it into my phone as well.
Oh,
however,
wonderful.
I'm on my day job, and I didn't get an opportunity to tune in until just a few moments ago when you were going over the four spring into action tasks.
Yes,
Well, the five, I'm sorry. And
yes.
I missed number four.
Okay, let me just quickly go over them again for you, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, not a problem. Number one is that you definitely want to start what we call an action journal. And that's basically getting yourself a simple spiral-bound notebook that you can use, okay? And number two was, of course, in that journal, on a separate journal sheet, make two columns. On the left, you would put down things that you think are holding you back from accomplishing a particular goal.
Okay.
And in the second column, you would list the task that you need to implement in order to overcome that challenge, okay? And, of course, you can list as many challenges as you have. And then number three, okay, then you need to plot the things that you need to implement to accomplish those challenges in your time management planner. Number four, and, oh, you did not want to miss this one. Number four was make a commitment to not let anything get in your way of taking action on those tasks, okay? So if you have to look in your time management planner and block some time in order for you to just do your action journal, then that's what you need to do, and you need to take your cell phone, cut off the phone, and make it happen for yourself.
Great, great.
Okay, and then, of course, number five is each morning, take a look at the tasks that you must perform each day.
Okay.
And again, you know, putting things into action and just having a continuous flow of things that you are doing, don't worry about results as much as about you putting things into action.
Okay.
And the results are going to come. You're going to have the positive results because you're continuously moving. It's when you stop doing things that you notice that everything slows down. Nothing starts happening.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a web page, or is there any callback numbers for
of course. You can plug in to our main website for the Successful Woman Radio Show, which is www.women, that's W-O-M-E-N, A-B-O-U-T-B-I-Z as in zebra, .com. So that's womenaboutbiz.com.
Great.
Okay. Plug into that, and if you click on Business Coach at the top menu bar, there's information about how you can get a free 30-minute power talk.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Great. Okay. Thank
Wonderful.
You so much.
You are so welcome. Okay. Well, we have 1 minute left before the show is over, and I surely appreciate all of those individuals that have called in. I want to, at this moment, I just want to leave you with some inspirational thoughts, okay? I want to say to you that in everything that you do, you need to understand how important it is to love yourself. And loving yourself doesn't mean doing all of the things and getting all of the things that you want. Loving yourself means doing what's best for you. And this week, I want to recommend to you that you do the things that are best for you. This is Trina Newby, and I'm talking to you live today from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, on the Successful Woman Radio Show. And again, as we end our show, I want to encourage you to do the things that are best for you and not always the things that you want. If you do what's best for you, you're going to start seeing wonderful things happening for you and your life this week. Until next Monday, everybody, have a productive and prosperous week. Bye-bye.